8:19 and a beautiful day today, and as Sam Semperi describes it, a sparkling day tomorrow. Today's going to be a partly sunny, dry, and pleasant tomorrow, mostly sunny and delightful. Current temperature stands at just about 64 degrees in Hartford. Well, I have spent the last several days rereading several sections of a compelling book that hasn't been released yet, but will be coming out in September. It is a book written by one of the victims of the Avon Mountain crash. It's called Smoke, Fire, and Angels: Tragedy on Avon Mountain and the Life-Changing Aftermath. And you may wonder, after all these years, although the accident was horrific, 4 people killed, 1 died later, 5 people badly hurt, 19 vehicles involved in the crash, you may wonder, so it's another accident. We have lots of fatal accidents on our highways. We've had lots of accidents on Avon Mountain. Why should we still care? Well, Mark Robinson makes a very compelling case in his new book. His new book, which, as I said, will be out in September, and all the proceeds of which will benefit the victims and their families. Mark, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, it is a very, really a well-written book. I mean, once I started reading it, it was so compelling. I just had to keep going through it. Even though many of us know the story, we've read all the coverage of it, we've watched the TV coverage of it, but you tell the story in terms of each person and how their life was changed that day.
Yeah, well, it's, initially, I don't remember what happened. So when I woke up in the hospital, I had a lot of questions, and once I started to find out a lot of the specifics and more background about the people who were killed, I was just really drawn in. Each of the persons who died were really terrific people, and once I learned more about them and their situations and the families left behind, it really drew me in.
Mark, for people that may not have been listening or paying attention or not in the area at the time, let's just give a very quick synopsis of what happened that day.
Yeah, well, I just, for me and for many others that morning, we were just doing what we normally do, which is commuting to work, going to Hartford. And so
you work at the ING company.
Right, I work at ING. We were located in Hartford at the time. Now we're in Windsor. And so I was just coming down Route 44 thinking of my to-do list, and next thing I knew, I was in the hospital. And there are many stories in the book about people who, again, what was on their mind that morning and the little twists of fate that put them at the scene. But basically, we got to the base of Avon Mountain, and a truck had lost its brakes descending the mountain. And there were 19 vehicles at the base, and the truck slammed into us.
But of course, as we found out later, the fact that the truck lost its brakes should have been no surprise to the people who owned and operated the truck.
Yeah, David Wilcox, his companies were cited for 1,136 safety violations prior to the crash. So he had a long, long track record.
And as we learned later, his wife tried to reinstate their liability insurance the morning of the accident. There were, as you point out in the book, numerous phone calls to her insurance agent to try to reinstate coverage that they had canceled in order to save money. What I found most interesting was your assertion in the book and your documentation of the fact that there was a loophole in the law that allowed this to happen.
Yeah, in 1993, the Connecticut legislature voted unanimously to pass a law that was intended to get uninsured motorists off the road, which is a good thing because when an uninsured motorist gets into a crash, we all, those of us playing by the rules, end up bearing the cost of whatever damage comes out of that. But the law included a very explicit exclusion for commercial entities. So David Wilcox was under no greater scrutiny as a result of that loophole, and that he took full advantage of that loophole.
You talk about, of course, you go into some of the legal ramifications of this, and there was a trial. Why don't you remind us of what happened and what that was like for you and for the other victims and survivors to go through?
Right. There was a trial in May of 2008 for the insurance fraud charges against Mr. Wilcox. And essentially, it ended in a hung jury. I think it's probably the longest chapter in the book because it gets into a lot of detail about some of the legal strategy and some of the issues that that came into play during that trial. But from my perspective, it was very, very frustrating because it seemed as though because of the trial restrictions, because of trial strategy, that a lot of the facts were not let in. And again, it's important to emphasize that that trial was focused on just the insurance fraud charges, not the manslaughter and assault charges.
Right. And at this point, which is kind of a late update to the book, is that David Wilcox has been sentenced. He entered into a plea bargain, and he's now serving a sentence in prison.
That's right. And that sentencing took place on June 24th. So, you know, almost exactly 4 years after the crash, Mr. Wilcox was held accountable. And I think the way the process ended up, I thought Judge Gold did a very good job at the sentencing, but it's very frustrating to go through 4 years of a process that appears to give every courtesy and benefit of the doubt to the accused at the expense of the victim. And it's one of my one of the things I hope comes out in the book, and I hope there's something that can be done about that.
We're talking to Mark Robinson. He is the author of a book that will be coming out in just a few weeks called Smoke, Fire, and Angels, Tragedy on Avon Mountain and the Life-Changing Aftermath. Mark, talk a little bit about the angels, will you?
Yeah, boy, if you had asked me before the crash if I believed in angels, I'm not sure I would have said yes, but now I know for a fact they exist, and they have names like Todd Myers and LaShawn Hooks and Dr. Kurtzman and Rob Mago and Jamie DePace. It was just amazing how people responded to this tragedy. It was just this sleepy summer morning in Avon, Connecticut, and all of a sudden chaos breaks out, and people just came from every conceivable direction to help their fellow man, and it was just amazing. And the book goes into a lot of detail, because I think that's one of the big, big stories here, is that people were just amazing that morning in the way they put themselves in harm's way to help their fellow man.
I think the probably the part of the book that I found most compelling and maybe most difficult to read was the chapter about Chip Stotler and the effort to try to save him.
Yeah, that was high drama. Just when you look at, because of the nature of the crash, there were literally 8 life and death situations unfolding simultaneously. So there was just this incredible scene, and of course, Chip was trapped in his car, and just the rescuers worked feverishly to get him out. It was a very, very difficult situation. Chip was just a wonderful human being, just a great guy, and of course, the fact that he was, you know, a devoted dad of 5 beautiful little girls just accentuates the tragedy, and that's a big part of the story.
Mark, let me ask you, why should we still care about this accident?
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of us, and I'll include myself in that, you just go along, you read about these crashes occasionally, and you think, oh, that's terrible, and then you move on. Boy, when you're in one of these things and you see how it devastates the people involved, the year of the Avon Mountain crash, 2005, over 43,000 people were killed on U.S. roadways, and each and every one of those situations blew a hole in people's lives. The loved ones left behind are devastated. It just takes a tremendous toll, and I think the Avon Mountain crash was more spectacular in the sense that more vehicles, more people were involved, but it really taught me that, wow, there's just a tremendous amount of carnage that takes place on our roadways. We need to do everything we can to make them safer. We as drivers need to be more careful. There's a lot of things that can be done to cut that number down, because, again, anytime someone is killed in a crash, it creates just absolute devastation for the loved ones left behind.
And I think that you make those points very, very strongly about what each of us can do, not only our government, but what each of us can do. The book is called Smoke, Fire, and Angels, Tragedy on Avon Mountain by Mark Robinson. It is going to be published in September, and Mark, all the proceeds are going to go to victims and their families.
Yes, absolutely. It's the truck was uninsured. So in addition to the devastation of losing a loved one, some of the families are dealing with financial difficulties as well. This is an opportunity to help those families, and I hope people help out in that effort. It's extending the spirit of what I like to think of the angels who came to the rescue that day. This is a chance to also participate in the community spirit of helping one's fellow man.
Well, Mark, thank you for doing this. It's a very, I thought, a really great account. And if you want to read more about this and find out when you can get the book or find out when you can have an opportunity to meet Mark, go to his website at smokefireandangels.com. That's smokefireandangels.com.